The fall semester is over, and Illinois Wesleyan University learned a lot about how to navigate COVID.
We don't have any evidence that there was classroom-based transmission of COVID.
That's Dean of Students Carl Carney Hall. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, December 2nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with what Illinois Wesleyan University learned from a full semester of college life during a pandemic, and what the university plans for the spring. Eric Stock reports.
Illinois Wesleyan hosted a mix of in-person and online instruction in the fall. Most students stayed on campus. Nearly 200 students tested positive for the coronavirus. Head of the university's COVID response is Dean of Students Carla Carney Hall. She says COVID compliance was a challenge early on when off-campus parties were too common.
We saw that they came back and were excited to reconnect socially and had not quite gotten their heads around the fact that that's not possible in the same ways.
Carney Hall says enforcement helped over time. Several students got temporarily banned from campus.
Our general feeling was if you're going to make risky health decisions, you can't put the rest of the campus at risk. And so I think students got that message really early.
Carney Hall says once the parties stopped, tracing COVID cases became harder. It appears most were tied to small groups gathering.
We don't have any evidence that there was classroom-based transmission of COVID or athletics-based in terms of the athletic practice or those kinds of things.
Just one infected student required a hospital stay. Most showed no symptoms. But Carney Hall says over time, more students learned of a family member or friend having more severe COVID complications, and she says that made it real for them.
Even though they were not seriously impacted by illness, others have been. So I think that reality check has rung true for a number of our students.
Carney Hall says Illinois Wesleyan will keep most COVID protocols the same for the spring, including single occupancy dorms, regular COVID testing, and no spring break. She expects enrollment will be about the same. She says some students waited until spring to enroll because of the pandemic, and that will offset those who may decide not to return next semester. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There were 6 COVID-related deaths reported yesterday in McLean County. Our testing positivity rate climbed back up to 11.3%. A former McLean County government employee, Dion McNeil, claims in a new federal lawsuit that he faced on-the-job racial discrimination and retaliation. And Unit 5 says its students will stick with all remote learning through at least the holidays. District 87, meanwhile, is sticking with its plan to resume hybrid in-person instruction next week. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. OSF St. Joseph Medical Center is putting in a new cancer center. The move follows OSF's exit from the Community Cancer Center earlier this year, following 20 years of partnership with Carl Broman and Advocate Broman. Carl Broman has the center in Normal now. The OSF Cancer Center will be on the hospital campus. There's already a temporary radiation unit outside. When done next summer, OSF St. Joseph Hospital President Lynn Fulton tells Charlie Schlenker, $10 million will go into it.
You know, as we have seen cancer treatment change dramatically, really over the last 10 to 15 years, really the best cancer centers are connected to larger programs. And so by going and building our own center here on the St. Joe's campus, it allows us to be connected to our program in Peoria so that patients here in Bloomington really get the benefit of the full breadth of services.
You mentioned the integration into the Peoria services. That will include that new $250 million cancer center that is expected to come online in 2023.
For the patients that would benefit from that, you know, not everybody needs proton beam therapy.
How has the landscape changed from when the community cancer center came on the scene 20 years ago? At the time, the rationale was to provide service with less travel, to provide cost efficiencies in a marketplace. Equipment was hugely expensive. What has made that logic no longer apply?
You know, it's very difficult today to be able to run just a standalone cancer center. And that's really what the Community Cancer Center was. You know, it was owned half by us and half by Advocate Broman. But to a certain extent, it was kind of a lone ranger out there. And it was difficult because it couldn't really connect fully to either system. And today, the best treatment really evolves through that connection. And so, as I shared, we're able to do that by having our own center. You know, that looked different 20 years ago when the Community Cancer Center opened. A lot of that technology was very new. It was very expensive. And that was truly opened to be an asset for the community, and it really served that purpose for 20 years.
You have a more competitive landscape then if you have separate systems operating. How can that competition be defined in matters of price and in matters of care for somebody on the street who has access maybe to both but doesn't know where to go?
Well, on when you're looking at competition for care, you know, I can only really comment on what we offer at OSF. I can't really comment on what other people offer through their center. By being able to offer our own services here, we're able to connect into our larger OSF system. We're able to offer a really wide variety of services and connect our patients to care. You know, we're able right here in Bloomington Normal, we're able to offer radiation therapy. We have a nurse navigator to really partner with the patient and their family throughout their journey with cancer. Clinical trials have really come a long way in the last decade as we're looking at individualized care for patients. And I think that really is a distinction and one of the reasons why it was so important for us to be able to have our own center.
Lynn Fulton is the president of OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington. She spoke with Charlie Schlanger. Before we let you go, the McLean County Board's Finance Committee meets today at 4:30. On the agenda is the retooled McLean County Targeted Development Loan Program. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.